The US internet giant Google, or Alphabet, as it's officially known on financial markets, is continuing to dominate the hearts and minds of businesses and consumers around the world. Today, Google delivered a better-than-expected increase in quarterly revenue. It was boosted by strong ad sales on mobile devices and growing demand for video content. Google is also pushing ahead with expansion plans that include artificial intelligence technology. Here's our business reporter, a business editor rather, Peter Ryan.
These days, Google, or Alphabet Incorporated as it's officially known, is much more than a search engine. Instead, the multi-billion dollar game is mainly about advertising, especially on mobile devices. That's seen quarterly ad revenue surge by a bigger than expected 19% to $20 billion. And there's been a 29% increase in what's known as paid clicks, where advertisers pay Google when a user clicks on an ad. It's big news for Google investors, of course, but Chief Executive Sundar Pichai says it's also a life-changing experience for consumers and businesses.
It's transformed the way that people consume information, and Google's products have become a central and much-loved part of their experience. Our investment in mobile now underlines everything that we do today, from search and YouTube to Android and advertising. We are at a pivotal and transformational moment. Thanks to advancements in machine learning, we have the unique opportunity to take a big step forward for the next 10 years.
With machine learning and artificial intelligence high on the agenda, Google has been investing in businesses developing self-driving cars, home automation, and a project known simply as X, research working on Moonshot Ventures. Sundar Pichai says Google is also using its technology to help companies reduce carbon emissions.
Machine learning is also creating an impact in other ways. Just last week, we announced a test that applied DeepMind's machine learning to our own Google data centers, resulting in up to a 40% reduction. This will greatly improve efficiency. And when we publish our research, we hope it will enable others to reduce emissions too.
Google is a $500 billion company, and its stock surged 6% to $765 a share in after-hours trading. But Sundar Pichai repeats the Google mission is to change the world and to transform lives in remote and heavily populated corners.
The internet is one of the world's most powerful equalizers. We are committed to building technology and making information available for everyone, wherever they are. This has always been core to Google's DNA. As we have shared before, we are working with Indian Railways and RailTel to bring high-speed wireless access to the entire internet to millions of people who travel throughout India's top railway stations. There are already 2 million people logging in every month. We are also working hard to ensure that our products work well for everyone. To give you a sense of the impact, in Indonesia alone, we have seen growth in monthly buyers quadruple in the last 18 months.
Google is in high-stakes competition for mobile advertising space with the likes of Facebook, Amazon, Twitter, eBay and Yahoo. But tech analyst Rob Sanderson says at the moment there's plenty to go around, and this is just the beginning.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of room in the mobile search space. You know, the bigger story here for all of these players is that mobile marketing is relatively new, and the platforms and the marketing community at large is just understanding how to market to consumers in the moment. And that is probably going to gain share against every other ad medium for, you know, decades.
Meanwhile, global tech giants remain under scrutiny over their global tax affairs. Facebook is being pursued by US tax authorities over the transfer of its global operations to Ireland 6 years ago, and it's been hit with charges of between $3 and $5 billion plus interest and penalties.
Business editor Peter Ryan.